Good morning, dear listeners, and welcome to our special program on Radio Silence. Toying with some new technique each time in Tributary. We are seeking to define what is distinctively theater, what separates this activity from other categories of performance and spectacle. Secondly, our productions are detailed investigations of the actor-audience relationship. Now let me tell you about that relationship investigations. There's an urban legend about radio silence, that radio stations have emergency recordings to be used when a certain silence becomes suspicious, like there has been some malfunction or something. A space is communicated, propagated, transmitted. Writing and telecommunication will never be suppressed or transformed. This is the general story This is the general history writing conveyed by a simple gradation. And this capacity occurs only by virtue of the analogy of signs, my italics. Let us attempt then, while continuing to take our point of departure from this casual error, by the same token, what time is it? A force of breaking with its context, that is, the set of presence which organize the moment of its inscription. How to do things with the parasites. The possibility of the negative, here the infelicities, is certainly a structural possibility. That failure is an essential risk in the operations under consideration. And then, with an almost immediately simultaneous gesture made in the name of a kind of ideal regulation, an exclusion of this risk as an accidental exterior one that teaches us nothing about the language phenomenon under consideration. Isis is 15. To conclude this very dry discourse, Association of French-Speaking Societies of Philosophy, before the meeting. Such a missive, therefore, had to be signed, which I did, and counterfeit here. Insert graphic of Derrida's signature to right of final parenthesis. I don't think we should consider the modern state as an entity which was developed above individuals, ignoring what they are and even their very existence, but on the contrary, as a very sophisticated structure in which individuals can be integrated under one condition, that this individuality would be shaped in a new form and submitted to a set of very specific patterns. Aiming at spaces even radio can't reach, like Walkmans, which speak to oneself alone, seemingly bringing in the music not so much into the ears as directly into the mind. The locality where we belong is a center of reassurance identifiable more by the tenacity of its users than by its architecture. Castronovo, 2001. Derrida, 1994. Fuss, 2003. Gordon, 1997, Peterson, 2007, Rayner, 2006, Verdery, 1999, Jones and Jensen, 2005. The Black Energy of the The Black Energy of the Remnant. Close to the Belomor Canal in the northwestern corner of Russia, a large mass grave was uncovered in July 1997 by independent researchers from St. Petersburg and Petronasvosk. The site, called Sandarmok, after the closest village, is a pine forest which is distinguished by small, regular depressions in the earth. About 9,000 people were shot on this spot in 1937 and 1938. The victims were men and women of 60 ethnicities and 9 religions, with an unusually high proportion from the political and academic elites. More than 1,000 of the murdered were delivered here from many hundreds of miles away, from the Solovetsky camp, for unknown reasons. People were brought there alive, forced to dig their own graves, and were shot on the spot. The executioners knew that it is easier to transport living people than corpses. Soft memory consists primarily of texts, including literary, historical, and other narratives, whereas hard memory consists primarily of monuments. Of course, the soft and the hard are interdependent. Now let's change memory for target. Soft targets, hard targets, etc. Of course, the soft and the hard are interdependent. De ahí el alcance del gesto simbólico consumado in fine, unas cuantas semanas más tarde en Camboya, por el héroe, el señor Chow, que confía su secreto no a la cavidad de un árbol, como quiere la tradición que él mismo había recordado anteriormente a la señora Chan, sino a la cavidad de una columna de un templo derruido en Angkor. El espectáculo de estas suntuosas ruinas no despierta en quien las contempla ningún recuerdo propiamente dicho. Por el contrario, le conmueve en lo más hondo la evidencia de un tiempo sin objeto, que no es el tiempo de ninguna historia. Three forms of Paris, different from each other, coexist today in my memory and gaze, and are offered to my exploration. The Paris that hasn't changed, the Paris transformed, and the Paris subverted. As our brains search for patterns, they are greatly influenced by what we expect to hear. Cognitive psychologists use the concept of priming to refer to the idea that when we see or hear something, we are ready to see or hear it again. When an expectation is formed, the brain is actually more likely to find that information. To become truly immortal, emphasis mine, a work of art must escape all human limits. Logic and common sense will only interfere. But once these barriers are broken, it will enter the regions of childhood and dream. Perhaps the prototype of a unique, poisonous sting, ensconcing invisibility. What is visible is the environment produced by the previous technologies. The content of each new environment is the previous one. Each technology remembers the previous one by turning it into art. Is there a way of speaking non-mechanistically about the form of sensuous or bodily memory without recurring to abnormal psychology? Such a memory, in becoming conscious, would have to abbreviate or congeal impulses and sensations otherwise irrecuperable to us. The self is passive production of difference, thanks to what inhabits it, but is not it. Foil, wax, plastic, shellac. Repeat. Foil, wax, plastic, shellac. Well, it seems there's no emergency recording for the silences that we've been trying to pull from all these texts, which constitute a very dead part of my archive, salvaged from a storage unit in New York City. We will listen to one piece now, a sound work by artist Agnieszka Kurant. It's called 103.1, title variable. And it is an accumulation of silent pauses from important political, intellectual, and economic speeches from the beginning of voice recording to today. The work is inspired by a short story written by one of Germany's foremost 20th century writers, Heinrich Böll. The work is titled Merck's Collected Silences from 1955. This is 103.1 by Agnieszka Kurant on WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you. This was 103.1 by Agnieszka Kurant, an accumulation of silent pauses from various speeches in sound recording history. Among those speeches, you could hear silences from Ernest Hemingway, Nobel Prize discourse, William Faulkner, Nobel Prize discourse, Adolf Hitler, appeal to the nation, Adolf Hitler, eradicate the Jews discourse, Jawaharlal Nehru, Delhi 1947 discourse, Churchill, Iron Curtain discourse, Martin Luther King, I Have a Dream discourse, Nixon resignation speech, 1974, Edward Kennedy, Truth and Tolerance in America, 1983, Jimmy Carter, A Crisis of Confidence, 1979, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Four Freedoms, 1941. Roosevelt again, First Fireside Chat, 1933. Bill Clinton, Oklahoma Bombing Memorial Address, 1995. Dwight Eisenhower, Atoms for Peace, 1953. John Fitzgerald Kennedy, Civil Rights Address, 1963. Che Guevara, UN General Assembly Address, 1964. Charles de Gaulle, The Flame of French Resistance, 1940. Joseph Stalin, Speech on Victory over Germany, 1945. Kofi Annan, Final Speech to UN General Assembly, 2006. And other silent pauses during important speeches. Today seems to be the right day for a Radio Silence special program on the aftermath of the Paris attacks of November 13 to 14, a terrible night, 2015, that we will all remember. And to conclude this broadcast, we will finish with a track by Pauline Oliveros, The Beauty of Sorrow. And the terrible memories we all have today of these 127 dead in Paris, and probably others among these 200 wounded people. So this was The Beauty of Sorrow by Pauline Oliveros. And with her music, we conclude this special broadcast on Radio Silence, not Radio Silence. Today, November 14, 2015, with our memories and our feelings and our antennas oriented toward Paris, I would like to say that maybe there's not enough radio silence and we could make a call from here, from WGXC, for a massive radio silence in memory of those who died yesterday. The call for radio silence has been uncannily heard by our own broadcasting antenna that went down for 2 minutes during this broadcast. So among the various silences we broadcasted today, there was also some real radio silence. And we're very touched that our antenna was sympathetic to the program. Thank you for listening, and until next time.